Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, at college, you look in the pantries, you can buy food in the dorms and the cafeteria and the late night pizza ordering and staying up late and the drinking, and everything contributes to that dreaded freshman 15. Well, how can you prevent it? What do you really need to know so that you don't? Maybe cooking in your dorm room, things that you can do. We're talking about real workable solutions today to avoid that dreaded freshman 15. My guest is my favorite guest here on Train Your Body, Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and an expert consultant in disease prevention. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. So the 15 pounds that freshmen typically put on. It could be 50, it could be 20. If they're lucky, right. It's only 5. But it is right. Full of pizza and burgers. And what can they actually do besides just choosing a salad in the cafeteria?
Well, you know, for a lot of kids, and, you know, we both went to college. I know how it was when I first went to school and my parents weren't there, and I'm like, wow, I can eat Doritos for breakfast. You know, like, I think there's a little bit of that, like, nobody's looking over my shoulder to tell me how to eat or what to eat. So I think for some students, they go a little crazy with that. But I think what eventually kicks in is, you know, when they see the weight start to increase. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves. There's some alcohol usually involved, and there's a lot of extra calories there when we drink them in alcohol. I have to remind people that those calories are closer to fat calories than anything else. So as far as what I recommend is, you know, there are healthy options in school cafeterias. Been there, done that, seen them. There are definitely better choices that students can be making.
But, you know, school, Dr. Stoller, the salad bars usually in these dorm cafeterias look like something out of, wilted lettuce, canned fruit maybe. I mean, they're not the most appetizing.
Yeah, well, I've seen some, I don't know, I teach at Rutgers, I've seen some really nice food there. So I can't speak to all campuses, maybe because they have a nutrition program there. They're a little bit more, they're a little bit better about it. But I mean, what students can do is there's a ton of stuff that they can keep in their dorm room that is shelf stable that will allow them to have, you know, better for you foods. As a matter of fact, actually in my book, I have a whole section on, you know, a grocery list for people on the go, which is also the same thing to be said for students, you know, or other people that need shelf stable foods. So there's so many of these, you know, foods that can be made in a microwave, like even pasta. I sometimes grab some of those, you know, 30 seconds or 60 seconds in the microwave pasta that has sauce for my kids, because sometimes they're just in a hurry and I wanted them to know that if they had to pop something in the microwave, they can. You know, there are full frozen meals that students can buy, but there's also shelf-stable stuff. So there's like pastas. There's a lot of Indian food that is pre-made and vegetarian that can easily be put in a microwave. There's a lot of different brands of soups that are quite nutritious, and even some of the noodle soups that need to be reconstituted. And I'm not talking about getting everybody to go eat the ramen noodles.
Okay, good. Because those are so high in sodium,
like
my God.
Like Annie Chun's has some really great, and there's another one that is just not coming to mind right now. But so, for example, fruit, you can have some fresh fruit, you can have dried fruit, you can have dehydrated fruit, you can have fruit sauces and cocktails, right, like applesauce or some of the blended sauces, not just in the cups now, they have them in the squeeze pouches. You know, it's not baby food, it's adult food.
So, okay, so like, just to sort of wrap up a little bit some of this stuff, we're talking about pastas that are shelf-stable and you can cook them in the microwave. You just add water, put them in. Even rice, brown rice, you can do that.
Right,
some of the soups, you just have to really read the label, make sure they're not very high in fat or sodium, not the ramen soups, but some of the other ones. Dried, I like that idea, dried fruit, dried nuts, you know, dehydrated fruits and go-go squeeze and any of those, you know, kinds of applesaucy things. So these are all things that can go on the shelf. Now, what about, so that's microwaving
like
stuff.
Like when I first discovered couscous and I got out of college, if I had the late night munchies, it takes 5 minutes, you know, in the microwave. You boil the water, throw the couscous in, stir it, and you're done. That's it.
So we used to have to use hot plates and those hot pots. that looked like
a
little
teapot. You can do them on a hot pot or a hot plate, too.
You can, but I don't know that students are using them anymore. I mean, so are they still using them? Are they cooking in their dorms really at all? And so besides pasta.
I think microwaves have replaced that. I don't know if anybody uses, like, a hot teapot, for example, just to make hot boiling water, you know. But I love to make, powdered miso soups. I also like, you can make oatmeal that way, or certain other, cereals can be made that way. I think quinoa requires a little bit more cooking time. But there are brands like Near East. They make all different kinds of rice and grain blends where, and some of them have lentils in them as well, where you can add that in. But there are shelf-stable products. Again, students can keep shelf-stable milk, rice milk, soy milk in small packages so they're ready to eat.
Canned food.
Canned food's great. Canned vegetables, awesome. Now a lot of them come with pop tops. You don't even need a can opener. You can pop
that's
that
right,
open.
And canned fish.
Canned fish or tear apart pouches of fish. You can have salmon. You can have tuna. They even have chicken. That one's not quite my personal favorite, but I do like the salmon and the tuna in packets. That is something that students can have. They can have whole grain crackers in their rooms. You can even buy, if you can walk to a grocery store, get like the Tyson chicken, like the ready cooked chicken and turkey breast that you can keep in a room. And once you open that, you can eat that within, two
Great
or three
idea.
Days. Peanut butter and jelly.
And well, I mean, carrots, that was my go-to food in the dorms. It was absolutely peanut butter and jelly. I would eat that almost every day because I didn't like the scary mystery meat things. I didn't always like the ladened pastas and things that I saw there. So I would just grab myself peanut butter and jelly sandwich and be done. But yeah, you can keep peanut butter. I love the idea of the fish and those chicken that's already cut and roasted, whatever it is. You can, in the packets, you can eat that with crackers, with breads, with whole wheat breads, microwave things. And when you're looking around and grocery shopping, you've given us a nice little list. Now, when we're at the cafeteria, and we only have a minute or so left, what do you want them to look for in the cafeteria food?
I want them to try to find things that look at least palatable that they'll eat it. I think, because let's face it, I could say, load up on vegetables, and they may not look really appealing or may not be what, your listeners want to actually have. But, try to remember, that you need to put good, well-balanced nutrition into your body. You want some carbohydrates. You want some protein. You want some, if it's fats, good fats. Can you look for avocados, if that's on a salad bar or an option? Can you have the fish? Can you have, some nuts, assuming you don't have an allergy to that? If it is protein, don't go for the fry food. Avoid the French fries. Go for a baked potato. Can you get a baked potato and put some veggies on it, throw some broccoli on it. Even if you poured a little melted cheese on it, I wouldn't get totally cuckoo, Or take a chili. Like, one of my favorite things, like a fast food thing, is going to Wendy's, getting a baked potato and a 99 cent, the potato's 99 cents, and the little small chili is 99 cents, and you dump one on the other, and, for $2, you got a pretty nutritious meal.
So, your book, where can they find that? Tell us the name, where they can find it, so that they have that grocery list.
Yeah, it's Living Skinny and Fat Genes, G-E-N-E-S, The Healthy Way to Lose Weight and Feel Great. I would say probably the easiest way to find it is online at either Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, because bookstores are just swamped with so many diet books that come out every single day. But that is certainly the easiest and least expensive way for people to get it, or they can download it onto a tablet or e-reader.
The book is Living Skinny and Fat Genes, G-E-N-E-S, by Dr. Felicia Stoller, registered dietitian. And it will give you a grocery list for people on the go, so you can take that right there and go to the store. College students, you can cook. You can do things in your dorm so that you don't put on that freshman 15. Canned fish, canned chickens, crackers, nuts, dried fruits, pastas, things that you can keep in your dorm and cook. And at the cafeteria, look for the more palatable foods and the heavy, laden, saucy things. Try and avoid them if you can, because the best way to prevent that freshman 15 is to understand how it gets on there. So thanks so much for listening. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.